Welcome back to the Thrive After Sports podcast. I have another great client testimonial to share with you today. If this is your first time here, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to other client testimonials and interviews. I have not just only testimonials from previous clients, but full out interviews with them as well, where they talk about their transition stories, what they're doing now, their time working with me. Definitely worth a listen. Also, if you're new to the podcast, I want to let you know that Thrive After Sports is not just a podcast. It's not just the name of my first book, but Thrive After Sports is also the name of my one-on-one and group coaching program. So who is Thrive After Sports for? Thrive After Sports is a program for athletes who are recently graduated, meaning coming out of college or finishing their professional or Olympic career. I work with athletes at all levels, collegiate, Olympic and professional, from any sport, any background, man or woman. I think if you listen back to previous client testimonials and interviews, you'll see, man, Todd just worked with a little bit of everybody from all walks of life. And that's really how I want it. I consider myself someone who can work with anybody, anywhere, no matter what background they come from. And my goal of the Thrive After Sports program is to help you, yes, you, if you're a former athlete or a current athlete who feels like you're not prepared for life after sports, you don't know who you are outside of the jersey, you're not 100% clear in your career, or maybe you want to become an entrepreneur, go into business for yourself, or become self-employed. These are all things that I help discern and map out in my coaching and in my program to help you not just survive in life after sports, but thrive. Hence the name Thrive After Sports. So if that sounds like you, maybe you've been listening to the podcast for quite some time, go to the website, go to TajDeshawn.com or type in Thrive After Sports. There's a place on the website where you can schedule a free call. Sometimes I'm able to help people on that call. Sometimes we determine it's a good fit for us to work together, either in a one-on-one and group setting. And if we need to do that and take a deeper dive into my coaching, then I do have scholarships available, so cost is never an issue. So don't feel like somebody's going to try to put pressure on you to give me your credit card information. That's not why I do what I do. I'm here to help. I'm here to serve. So don't hesitate to reach out if you need support, all right? With that being said, for all those of you who have been tuning in to the podcast, I appreciate you. I appreciate your love. I appreciate your ratings and reviews. Please subscribe if you haven't subscribed already. And also subscribe to my YouTube channel. I love you guys. I'll see you on the very next episode. Peace.
When I originally connected with Taj, I had been out of sports for about a year and a half. I played baseball at the University of Missouri, and when I graduated, I was done playing. I also moved from the Midwest out to California after graduating, and obviously started working. And so there were three major life changes that all coincided at once. And it took me, I think, that year and a half to really realize that I wasn't fully maximizing life. I felt like I was hanging on to the gaps or what I felt was missing, and it was not really allowing me to be present in, you know, what is inevitably our new lives. Every day is a new life. So I was really limiting myself, and was very fortunate to cross paths with Taj during that time, to not only work through, you know, what's it like to work now and not be an athlete, but also a lot of personal things that were transpiring over that period that I really needed some guidance on. And so Taj was great. I couldn't have been with anyone better. Our chemistry was great. He was great at listening, would give advice when it called for it, but more than anything was just able to shed a different light on some perspectives that I otherwise wouldn't have seen. And a lot of the exercises, a lot of the, you know, things that we discussed and the tools that he, you know, equipped me with to navigate life more effectively, I still use to this day. And so I'm very grateful for not only the time that Taj and I got to spend together, but just even after that, where, you know, he'll check in with me and we'll just have a conversation here or there. You know, and it's nice to know that there's somebody in your corner that's like that. And I'm forever grateful for the man that is Taj.